It is time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a note you'd like to share or an observation you'd like to make. And just before we get to your notes and observations, let me tell you that tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the 40s to 50s. Wednesday, a perfect day, sunny, highs in the 60s to around 70, north to northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Might have to take the day off and go sailing.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's enough wind for you. Huh?
That will do it. Yeah, 15 would put the boat right up on edge. Yeah, well, back to TalkBacks. TalkBack is your opportunity, as I mentioned, to share with us. If you have TalkBacks that you'd like to share with us, please get in touch with us. You can reach us at comments@kaxe.org. You can send them to me personally at jlatimer@kaxe.org. We heard from our good friend Dick, who is a Grand Rapids resident. He said, I observed a group of four like-minded otters swimming and feeding on something crunchy on the outer edges of the lily pads while taking my sporadic phenology walk around Ice Lake, guessing they were targeting escargot. I'm thinking probably more like jambalaya or
crawfish.
Crawdads, yeah, crawfish.
Would they pry apart a clam shell?
They could probably crush it in their jaws. Oh, okay. But
they are fun, aren't they?
Oh, man.
You saw four?
Yeah, four of them, family, probably.
Boy, that's a year for me.
That's got to scare the snot out of all the crustaceans down below. Yeah, because if you've ever looked at scat, in fact, I was on a dock yesterday and there was a huge pile of scat there, and I just took one glance at it and saw a whole bunch of crunched up crawdad shells and thought, otters. We also heard from our good friend Ian, who is our Minneapolis resident phenologist. And Ian said, there are old mushroom hunters and there are bold mushroom hunters, but there's no such thing as an old bold mushroom hunter. And he's right. This weekend, I took a hike through the Wood Rill Scientific and Natural Area just north of Lake Minnetonka, a sugar maple big woods forest. The flora and fauna were spectacular, especially the mushrooms. I spotted several varieties of fungi, including oyster mushrooms, one of my favorites. Flowers in bloom included the zigzag goldenrod, wild cucumber, turtle head, and Indian pipe, to name a few. Overhead and feeding from the forest floor were robins and thrushes. Enjoy. Best to you and everyone at the station, your friend Ian. Thanks, Ian. Nice to hear from you. We also have a couple of recorded talkbacks, including one from our local grand prize fair winner, David Scoggins. And David had this to say.
Hi, I'm David, and I've been in the Grand Rapids area this summer. This is my phenology report for the last 2 weeks. The mosquitoes have settled down a bit. I was able to hold my binoculars without having to drop them and slap my arms every 3 seconds. The maple trees and a few others are turning red, and so is the sumac. The ferns are dying by the roadside. A couple weeks ago, a scruffy oriole landed on the back steps. This week has been great for testing my skill at identifying fall warblers. I saw red starts, black and white, chestnut-sided, Tennessee, and pine warblers in the front yard on Saturday. I have also been hearing yellow-throated vireos. During the weekend, we were at our cabin near Marcelligan. I recorded a sandhill crane and a broad-winged hawk, plus many kinds of warblers. We're heading back to our house in Maryland on Wednesday. It's been a great summer in Minnesota, and we'll be back this winter. I heard the heat index will be over 100 degrees in Maryland. I guess fall isn't so close there. Have a good week. Goodbye.
David, thank you so much for your hard work. It's been a thrill having you on the air with us. And as I sent David an email personally, and I told him that I would hope that he would continue to send us data phenology from Maryland, that it would be interesting for us to kind of find out how different we are from Maryland.
The Chesapeake Bay area is just full of kinds of natural
And what warblers. A birder. Did you hear the list of birds he went through?
I've never been able to identify that many warblers.
I know. It's astonishing. Yeah. Well, our final recorded message this week comes from the Circle of Life School in White Earth, and these students are learning phenology from a man named Stephen Dahlberg.
Bonjour, Annie, and this is the phenology report for the week of August 27th for the Circle of Life Academy. My name is Landris, and I am this week's phenologist. Charlize observed that on Tuesday the clouds looked like waves. Jordan almost hit a doll's eye berry, but that was saved by his fearless teacher, Steve. Sasha observed common fancy flowers and learned about the medicinal uses of it. Lani saw black nut on the choke cherries on campus. Jaden saw three deer near White Earth Wednesday morning. Keenan observed quarter-sized hail on Sunday. A student saw nanny berries turning red at the school on campus. Layla saw a big swan with a hurt wing by the pond across from the school. She also saw a very red sunset on Tuesday. Jordan saw the full red moon on Saturday. The color was because of all the fires burning across the U.S. and Canada. Melina heard the chickadees singing their fall song and noticed some purple flowers on Mission Road near the school. Shantae heard the birds that sing Sweet, Sweet Spring is Here 2 weeks ago. Student 2 watched the water turn green by the school on Monday morning. And this is your week's phenology notes.
Thank you, Landris. That was very well done. Nice to hear from the kids over there. You don't want to eat the bane berries, but when the nanny berries are ripe, they're pretty good. They're kind of chewy like a fig, and they've got a fairly large seed, but they're very tasty, so it's helpful to know the difference.
Say, today's the first day of school for many, many kids across northern Minnesota.
Yes, it is.
Which reminds me to ask you, are you still kind of looking for the kids to...
I am. If you're a teacher and you'd like to get your children reporting to the Phenology Show, the talkback part of Phenology, we would love to hear from you. If you know a teacher, if you're a teacher yourself but don't have the expertise or the interest, but you know someone in your school who might fit that bill, get in touch with us. You can reach me at J. Latimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R at KAXE.org. Love to hear from you. Love to get more kids involved in watching nature. It's a great sport. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.